Tomorrow, Floridians from across the state will protest in front of the Democratic National Committee's headquarters in Washington. They'll be calling for DNC Chair Howard Dean to decide the issue with Florida's congressional delegates now. Rallies were held across the state on Saturday calling for that as well. In St. Petersburg, around 50 people gathered at Gladden Park to demand that the votes from Florida's meaningless January 29th primary count. The event was sponsored by the newly formed group Floridians Demand Representation, or FDR. Palm Harbor resident Jim Hannigan is the founder and state chairman of the group.
Our premise basically is that when in the United States we vote, the vote counts, and no one should take that right away from us. And we had a legitimately held primary that was legislatively mandated and sealed by the Secretary of State. That makes it a valid primary. So we do not want to revote. We want our votes to be counted and our delegates seated based upon the results of the primary in which 1.75 million Democrats went to the polls.
The DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee announced last Friday that the plan to take up the delegates' issue about both Florida and Michigan will happen at their May 31st meeting. Earlier this year, the Clinton campaign said they would help pay for a revote of the January 29th primary, but the Obama camp was not interested. One possible compromise that Senator Bill Nelson has proposed would be to have the National Party restore half of the delegates, which would cut Senator Clinton's delegate lead in the state from 38 to 19. But Floridians Demand Representation's Jim Hannigan says he's not interested in seeing anything less than what happened on January 29th count.
To us, it sounds like it's a compromise, and that is, to us, it mitigates the actual vote that was cast by the 1.75 million voters. So we are our position is that our elected officials should stand with us and should support the fact that we voted and that vote should count.
Anita De Palma is the former state director for LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, and is running as a Democrat for Congress in Florida's 9th District. She says as an American, she demands that Florida's delegates be seated for the Democratic National Convention in Denver in August.
Don't give me the hocus-pocus business, because all they're looking for is a loss in November, which we will not tolerate. 8 years ago it happened, it's not going to happen again. And I think we can open our mouths and we can be heard. And I want it to be a battle cry. Shame, 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 shame.
Although Floridians Demand Representation insists they are bipartisan in nature, Barack Obama supporters were in short supply at Saturday's event. Senator Clinton has slammed Obama, saying he supports the disenfranchisement of Florida voters. Hillsborough County Clerk of the Court Pat Frank, a Clinton supporter, blamed the Republicans and said that Florida should be always allowed to vote early.
It should have been up earlier because Florida would be more representative of the American demography. We have a percentage of African Americans, Hispanics, Anglos, and rural and urban. And so earlier representation in terms of what the country was thinking about the candidates would have been helpful for other states that came afterward. Instead, the party, with their wisdom, chose states that were not representative, where there was a skewed population. For what reason, I don't know. But I know that it was not the appropriate way to judge who should be first and who should be last.
In the aftermath of the Pennsylvania primary, more political analysts say race is becoming part of the anti-Obama vote. Among white Pennsylvania voters, 1 in 6 said race was a factor, and 3/4 of them voted for Clinton. WMNF asked former Tampa Mayor Sandy Freeman, who is a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton, if she thinks race could be a factor against Obama if he's the Democratic nominee in the fall.
Well, first of all, unfortunately, I think it's true there's a certain percentage of people who would not vote for him just because he's an African American. It's too bad in this day and age that we're still not where we ought to be. But it's very true also, if you talk to pollsters, that people don't tell the truth, not only with respect to race, but also with respect to religion and to sex, gender. I think the one with respect to race is probably the largest percentage. So I think it is a factor. You have to factor. I mean, you want everybody to vote for the Democratic nominee, and yet you know that there are going to be some people just because he's an African American aren't going to vote for him if he's the nominee.
In the increasingly bitter fight between Clinton and Obama, polls have shown a certain percentage of those candidate supporters will not vote for the other Democrat in November. Those polls show a higher percentage of Clinton supporters saying they will vote for John McCain in the fall against Barack Obama, despite the fact that the policy differences between Obama and Clinton seem negligible. Hillsborough County Clerk of the Court Pat Frank said at this time she says she does not know if she'll support Barack Obama if he's the party's nominee.
I have to really look at Senator Obama a little closer. I think one of the reservations that many of us have is that he hasn't been tested. And, you know, I was anxious to keep the debates up a little bit longer because I think the longer the debates happen, the more information we have. And I want a strong candidate in the general election. I really want to see a Democrat there, but I also want the best person who for the President of the United States.
So are you saying perhaps you could support John McCain then?
I would not support John McCain, but I want to know that my support is going behind somebody who I really feel is the right person for the country.
And right now you're not sure about Barack Obama?
No, I'm not.
Frank Sanchez is the National Latino Fundraising Chair for the Obama campaign. Speaking from Washington, he said that he also wants Florida's votes to count, but not the January 29th primary results.
Look, I'm a Floridian, and I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm very disappointed in the way that both the state and national party have handled this. And the Obama campaign has said all along, we want to find a fair way to seat the Florida delegation. That would be a good outcome. And that is finding a formula that would take into account factors that would make it fair to just count the June 29th vote, when Senator Obama, in particular, didn't campaign here. In virtually every state where he has campaigned, he has either won or reduced the gap significantly. And so January 29th is not a true representation of what would have happened here had all the candidates been permitted to campaign here. And so we think it's important to find a formula that's fair, and we would work very closely with the DNC, find that formula, because we think the Florida delegation should be seated based on a fair formula.